Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Ayin Hey, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the first Mishnah. Hamiskavin Loima Truma Va'ama Maase Maase Va'ama Truma Oile Va'ama Shlomim Shlomim Va'ama Oile She'ini Nichnas Le'Bayt Zeh Va'ama Lazeh She'ini Nene Lazeh Va'ama Lazeh Lo'ama Klum Ad She'i Piv V'Liboy Shavin. One who intended to declare produce to be Truma and he said Maase or vice versa, or if he intended to declare an animal to be an Oile offering and he said Shlomim or vice versa, if he intended to vow that he will not enter a certain house and he mentioned the wrong house, he has not said anything unless his mouth and heart, means his intention, are the same. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan Beshama Oimim Hekdush Toris Hekdush V'Amma Biyomia Ba Loima Chulin V'Amma Oila Kadesha. We have a Mishnah in Masechus Nazir that Beshama say that mistaken Hekdush is still Hekdush, and Rabbi Yomia said that if he intended to say that this animal is Chulin and he said Oila, it's a valid consecration. Amr B'Yosi B'Miskaven L'Hektush Anan Kaiman El'Shetar Machmas Dov Acher. B'Yosi disagrees. He says the Beis Shammai is referring to when he said, the first black ox that comes out of my home should be Hektush, and a white ox came out first, then it is Hektush. Beis Shammai say that he intended that the next ox that comes out should be Hektush, but he assumed that it would be black. However, if he intended to say Chulin and he said Hektush, then even Beis Shammai say that it's not Hektush. V'Adam Masnisa Mahi, the Gemara asked, does our Mishnah follow Beis Hillel or even Beis Shammai? The answer is according to Rabbi Yomia, who said that Beis Shammai's opinion is that even when he has no intention to make Hekdush, it's still Hekdush, the Mishnah does not follow Beis Shammai. According to Rabbi Yosi, all agree that if he simply made a mistake over the words, it's not Hekdush. Tani, b'sfasayim v'lo b'lev, yochol sheni moitzi es agoyme b'lev, tamulayim levateh. The Bible says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek, hey, Pasuk Dalad, or if a person swears expressing with his lips, but not with his heart, I might have thought to exclude even one who decided in his heart, but the Pasuk uses the word to express. Shmuel says one who decided in his heart does not need to keep it unless he also expressed it with his lips.
The Gemara asked the question from the Baiser. The Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Hei, every generous-hearted person, this one who decides in his heart to donate to the Mishkan, perhaps is referring to one who expressed in his lips, when the Pasuk says, Dvorim, in Dvorim Perek Chof Gemara Pasuk Chof Dalad, keep that which comes out through your lips, that refers to expression of the lips. So what's the meaning of every generous-hearted person? It includes even one who decides in his heart. And this is against Shmuel, who said that one who decided is only obligated when he actually expressed it. Ma'ada Amar Shmuel, the Korban. And the Gemara answers Shmuel is discussing bringing a sacrifice for a false Shvuah. We come to the next Mishnah. Hanochri v'akusi trumosan truma, v'masoseyem ma'ase, v'ektushusam, v'ektusheyem, hektush. The Mishnah says a Gentile and a Kusi's truma and ma'ase are valid, and their consecration to hektush is valid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein lanochri kerem mavoi. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Gentile's vineyard does not have kerem mavoi, which are the laws relating to the fourth year produce. The truma of a Gentile can prohibit a mixture into which it falls, and if a non-Kohen would accidentally eat it, he must pay the extra fifth. Rabbi Shimon exempts. And the Gemara says, "Hoytzi lehem truma mitoich beisoi noigim bar betevel or truma gedola divi Rebbe." The Gemara brings a baisa. Rebbe says that when a Gentile brought out produce from his house claiming that it's truma, it's treated with the stringency of tevel and truma. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Harizu Truma Vadoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's certain Truma. Hoitzi lehem Maase Rishon, Mitoich Beisoi, Noigim Bar Betevel, Maase Rishon, Diri Rebbe. Rebbe says if he took out what he claimed to be Maase Rishon, it's treated with the stringencies of Tevel and Maase Rishon. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Tzarech Lafrish, Ela Truma Gedola Bovad, should say. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that he must only separate from it Truma Gedola. Hoitzi lehem Maase Sheni, Mitoich Beisoi, Noigim Bar Betevel, Maase Sheni, Diri Rebbe. If he took out what he claimed to be Maase Sheni, it's treated with the stringencies of Tevel and Maase Sheni. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Tzarech Lafrish, Ela, Truma, or Maase Rishon, Bovad, I should say, where Rav Shimon Gamliel says he must only separate from it Truma, Gedola, and Maase Rishon. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Rebbe Chashash Shema Hefrish Mimin Al Sheina Minoi, Rav Shimon Gamliel Chashash Shema Hikdim. Rabbi Yosi Rabun says that Rebbe was concerned that perhaps he separated from one species for another. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was only concerned that the Gentile separated Maase before Truma, so that it was still obligated in Truma Gedola. Similarly, in the case of Maase Sheni, he was concerned that the Gentile separated it before Truma and Maase Rishon. Trumoth Hanochri Medamas Rechav Malea Chomesh Rabbi Shimon Paita. The Mishnah taught that the Trumah of a Gentile can prohibit a mixture into which it falls, and if a non-Kohen would accidentally eat it, he must pay the extra fifth, and Rabbi Shimon exempts. Amr Bizeira, Amr should say Koimi Rabbi Abu, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Pligin B'Trumoth Goy Ranoi, Aval Goy Shalokach Meperos Yisol Af Rabbi Shimon Maida. Rabbi Zeira says that I said before Rabbi Abol in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, over which case do they disagree, over a Gentile's truma of his own granary. But if he merely bought produce from a Jew and they separated from it truma, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that a non-Kohen would need to pay the extra fifth. Amar Rabbi Abol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he hamachlekes. Rabbi Abol in the name of Yochanan said to Rabbi Zeira, they also disagree over that case. V'kasha ala Rabbi Shimon, poite tevaloi tevayura, v'at amachhein. The Gemara asks, if so, there's a question over the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that the separation of a Gentile exempts his produce from Tevel on a Torah level, even if he bought it from a Jew. V'chi kodshim einan Torah, Rabbi Shimon poite v'taninan taman. The Gemara answers, even though a Gentile's kodshim are valid on a Torah level, nevertheless Rabbi Shimon exempts them as it's taught. Kodshe goyim ein chayav maleihem v'shem pigol v'noisa v'tomei ha-shoyuchdam v'chut pata divri Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Yosi Mechaev, I should say. We have a Mishnah in Zvachim that says, for the kodshim of Gentiles, one would not be liable for the provisions of Pigel, Noisa, and Tomei, and one who slaughtered them outside of the temple courtyard is exempt. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi says that one would be liable. Having by Mema, Ma Pligin, Bechoimesh, Habedimua, Lai Ashkach Tani, Hiado. They want to suggest that Rabbi Shimon only disagrees over adding a fifth, but he agrees that it would prohibit a mixture, but they discovered a brisa that teaches that he disagrees in both cases. Hadnu alach perek ha-toyrim.